Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh, head coach of the BSU Beavers, victorious last week down in Marshall. And I went to a lot of football games at that place when I was going there, obviously not the new stadium, but that's the first game I can ever remember where it wasn't windy. Really, with no wind and now the artificial surface, the winner of that game was strictly determined by players last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. What a nice facility. And you're right, I'll go back all the ways when I played there as a student athlete at Moorhead, and you had wind and the fields used by their high school, obviously, too, and it was torn up pretty bad. So the conditions were really nice for the game, that's for sure.
You guys certainly in a little bit of a cat-and-mouse game early last week. Second half, just pounded the ball right at them. Was that something that the coaching staff got together at halftime and said, all right, we've got to stick with the game plan?
Well, it was the game plan going in early. We thought they had a heck of a quarterback and, you know, was very capable of scoring. So, you know, we thought, let's try and keep the ball away from them. And the first half, we tried to do a few more things and either weren't completing passes or dropping snaps or a little bit of problems that way. And then we just didn't finish off drives in the first half, had mistakes. So that was the talk at halftime, you know, enough of this, let's just ram it down their throat. And luckily it was working and we kept the ball away from them. And, you know, when you get behind, then they start to press a little bit more and we were ahead and we could attack them a little bit more too. So it just, all the things kind of worked in our favor the second half.
Last year, Brian Leinhardt was such a big part of your offense, and he had one catch going into the game last week. He had, I think, three catches in the first half or so, but nice to see him a part of the offense again.
Yeah, and we've been trying to give him the ball. People are taking some things away. We're calling some tight end option routes, and they've just done a good job of covering him up to this point. And we did talk about that. Hey, he's too good to not be having some more touches. But I'll tell you what, he made the running game going. When you run an off-tackle power play, I mean, you need a tight end that can really cave that thing in. And they lined up what they thought. They had an answer for it. They just put him on a shade inside of the tight end so there's no double team by the tackle and the tight end. And Brian was still able to cave that guy way in. And he made the power play go. So he's still playing exceptionally good football, and I think his touches will come as the season goes.
You guys ran that off-tackle play a lot in the second half, and it got to the point where I'm like, okay, they've got to be setting this up for something. Now, it turned out that you need to set it up with something else, but that's kind of the cat-and-mouse game of offensive football, isn't it, of call stuff enough to set up something on the other side?
That's what you wanted to do, and we did. We tried one then. We had ran, I don't know how many power plays, and then we had a third and one, and I said, if we don't hit a big play on this, I can't believe it. So we ran when it was towards our sideline, about the 30-yard line, and they manned up on Brian, which they had lined up that way. So he got free of that guy, and then they had a blitz that came in an area we don't have a protection when you throw that kind of a hot play. And Brian was wide open. By the time he turned to throw, he just couldn't quite get it off. So we were like, you got to be kidding me. And of course, then you're like, why didn't we just run it? And, yeah, there was times, you know, where we ran the play, I want to say six straight times or something, and, you know, we'd run the play and get 5 yards, and I'm like, let's see, what do we want to do this time? How about power again? You know, and it got to be that point where it's just, it shouldn't work that many times in a row, and it's tough to just be patient and do it over and over. And then at the end of the game, we tried a naked off of it just to run some time on the clock off a guy hadn't pursued all day long. And for one time, they called a blitz where he ran straight upfield. We're like, you know, I guess we are not supposed to play action, but that is the plan. Long answered question for you is to set up play action, and I know that's something we're going to have to do against Duluth because it won't be that easy to run that play.
Do you guys use technology or any other way to track your tendencies to make sure that you're not running the same play too much?
We do. We self-scout ourself after the game. We put it all on the computer, and you know, it's going to show obvious in this game, you know, when we're in this formation or that, we're going to run here. And so, you know, sooner or later, it's the old adage, do what you do best and make them stop it. And then you play action, pass off it, that kind of thing. But, you know, Duluth has all that technology. They're a good coaching staff. They'll know exactly what we're going to do. And it's going to be, you know, just can you block them or not? So sooner or later, it comes down to just that, block and tackle.
They're the new number one team in the country this week. And obviously, they won a national title a couple of years ago, but how do you compare them this year with the last couple?
I think they look better on film than a year ago. You know, they were playing a freshman last year who's got a year of experience. You know, they've got a great running back. Their wide out return guy is just lighting it up as a wide receiver and as a return man. Defensively, they look as quick and strong as after. They got seniors all over the place, and they just look like a great football team right now. So we got our hands full.
As many points as they put up, is it safe to assume that their starters haven't been beaten up and that they haven't played a whole lot?
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, we're playing ours all the way till the end of the game and got a few guys nicked up, and they get to rest theirs, and that's the advantage. And then their backups get depth for the next year when the seniors graduate and everything. So once you get it rolling, it's tough to really have a drop-off. And, yeah, right now they'll be healthy.
Is there any one aspect of their game that you feel they're vulnerable?
You know, last year they gave up a lot of big plays. We hit them on big plays. I don't think they're giving up as many as that, but we're going to have to throw the ball better than we have. There's no doubt about it. They're going to line up and like Augustana and try and stop our run game. So we're going to have to hold on to those balls and make those completions. And, you know, you see people throw the ball on them some. So there's a little vulnerability there. We're going to have to make them one-dimensional and try and make them throw the ball too. You know, but then they got Winfield, a good wideout. So it's just going to have to be a complete game. There's not a lot of vulnerability there on either side.
I don't typically like comparing one season to the next, but both these teams have a lot back from last year. And I think everybody remembers the epic game here with them last year. Has it been brought up to this point yet?
Not much. I'm sure the kids remember it. You know, you're right. You know, that was then. This is now. It's on their field. It's not grass, all of the above. And, you know, they had us beat last year, and we tried to keep the game plan was a little bit like last weekend, run the ball, try and keep the ball away from their high-powered offense, and we're going to have to do that again. But yet we're going to have to open it up a little bit more than we did last year, too, to, you know, try and get some points. But we've got to stop their run game. But there's a lot of memory. You know, that was quite a game. But, you know, right now it is. It is a different team, a different year, a different place. So we better worry about this year and not think about last year.
You have so many, especially on offense, especially at running back, guys that can carry the ball and get the job done for you. There been anybody walking into your office saying, "Coach, I'm not getting the ball enough"?
Honestly, yeah. And that's okay, too. You know, as long as it doesn't affect their play of, you know, not practicing hard and everything. And it is a bad problem to have, and it's a good problem to have too. And you just got to tell the guys it's a long season, a lot of things happen, and it's no different in a lineman wanting to play, you know. So you want those kinds of kids that want to, you know, play, and that's the Monday talks after win. You think everything would be rosy, but, you know, they're out there putting a lot of time in, and they're competitive, so that's okay, and they just have to keep it in perspective.
Another game for your young secondary. How would you grade their improvement?
Well, our two safeties were the co-defensive players of the game. That's either good or bad when your safeties are the players of the game. You know, but in this case, it was because interceptions and good play. It wasn't that we couldn't stop the run and they had to come up and be the leading tacklers, that kind of thing. The corners are coming along. Bellinger is just, like I said, going to be one of the better corners we've had here. You know, I think they played well, and they got better as the game went, too, as we even got more pressure on the quarterback.
Bo Wakefield had to return a few kicks for you last week. I'm not going to lie, he looks really tiny out there compared to everybody else. But overall, how would you grade your special teams, considering that you know, you were actually kicking the ball off a few extra times last week compared to a week ago?
It was made some nice improvement. The punt team, we had some nice coffin corner punts and some angle punts. We saw a hole on their kickoff return late in the week, and we changed our return to go all the way across the field. And, man, it's nice when you start the ball on the 50-yard line, which we did almost two times. So that was nice. They shanked one out of bounds. Probably the disappointing part was the PAT field goal team, and we missed the opening field goal or extra point. And you're trying to catch up again. We missed one two-point play, and then we got it. We got two in a row after that. And then the field goal, he just didn't hit very well. And we're in that area. We thought about trying Zach Polkinen, our kickoff guy, who's got a little bit stronger leg than Jesse. And I think that might be something we have to consider because, you know, just like the Vikings last week, sooner or later you need those 3 points. And, you know, we were just in that range where we decided we had to go for it, and now it makes us think about using a different guy in that situation.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.